Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
And the Health Minister, Stephen Donnelly, is making the headlines today because the front of the Irish Independent says he wants to expand free contraception to 16-year-old girls as part of the budget. So contraception is currently free for women aged 17 to 35. However, Stephen Donnelly wants to make contraceptive free for 16-year-olds. However, it seems there's resistance within the Department of Health for the initiative to be expanded to 16-year-olds. Why is there resistance? Because the age of consent in Ireland is 17. So it's quite a tricky issue if the government makes contraceptives free for 16-year-olds and yet the age of consent is 17. Stephen Donnelly is understood to be pushing back against the issue because the state already provides abortions to girls aged 16. So tricky legal one, interesting idea on the front of the Irish Independent. Irish Examiner have another survey on rural Ireland. This time it is about assisted dying. Nice cheerful topic for Wednesday morning, but a majority of people in rural Ireland would support laws to enable assisted dying or euthanasia. 57% say they would be in favour of the measure and 21% opposed to it. This is the latest rural Ireland poll in the Irish Examiner, which found that 55% believe legalised abortion has had a positive impact on the country, while 18% believe it has not. The Irish Times on the front page talking about drugs. Gardaí expect further arrests, including of leading figures in one of Ireland's largest drugs gangs, after this big seizure of 100 kilograms of cocaine and a large sum of cash in Wexford and Dublin. We've five men arrested. The drugs are valued between 6 and 8 million euro, although apparently that's a conservative estimate. It could be a lot higher. And there was a large sum of cash found as well. Gardaí say they expect more drug gang arrests as a result. Also involved, we've Europol, we've the FBI, the Canadian Mounted Police, the French National Gendarmerie and the Australian Federal Police, all involved, along with authorities in Iceland, Italy, the Netherlands and Sweden. So really trying to dismantle a big international gang there. The Irish Daily Star on the front page goes with what happened in Lebanon. Pager bombs nightmare is the headline. The Irish Daily Mail, same story. Israel's exploding pagers put Middle East on the brink. Just an incredible story that Hezbollah terrorists were among thousands maimed when booby-trapped handheld pagers all seem to have exploded at the same time in the Middle East yesterday. At least 9 people were killed, about 3,000 injured when the pocket devices were detonated across Syria and Lebanon. The allegation is that Israel put these explosives into the pagers a few months ago and then they were detonated yesterday. By the way, the Irish Daily Mail talking about Eamon Holmes. I don't know if you've seen this, but there's a lot of coverage of Eamon Holmes away on holiday with his girlfriend, and all the papers were kind of saying that he whisked her away for a romantic break. The Mail says that actually it was a freebie holiday. It was a free cruise, so maybe not as romantic as the papers thought. The Irish Sun, match of the GAA, Croke Park or Cork's Parky Queeve could be used to host matches in Euro 2028. The news follows the UK government's refusal to revamp Casement Park. Minister Thomas Byrne now suggesting that you could have Croke Park or Parky Queeve holding games for the Euros in 2028. Inside the papers, there's still an awful lot of talk about when the election is going to be, but apparently that's very bad, very dangerous, and we're very bold to be talking about the election, because the Ciarán Comhairle has given an interview to the Irish Times. This is Sean O'Farrell, who says speculation among politicians about a November general election is doing serious damage and undermining credibility in leadership. So all the parties, all the media talking about a possible November election. However, the Ciarán Comhairle says speculation is doing nothing other than undermining credibility in leadership. And he says you have to have trust and credibility in our leaders, essentially not have them talking about elections every day. And he also said we're very bold in the media, because he says the media was constantly speculating on the timing of the election, and there were an extraordinary number of commentators with hostages to fortune. Read more of that interview in the Irish Times. No surprise, big report in the Irish Independent. If you want to be a lawyer, you need to come from a wealthy background. Most young lawyers are white and from well-off homes, according to a study. If you want to be a lawyer, you face significant economic and social barriers to establishing your careers. This is according to new research conducted by the Legal Services Watchdog. The cost of qualification and the length of time it takes before you earn a reasonable salary were identified as the most significant issues faced. There are other barriers as well. Few lawyers believe that the profession is diverse or representative of the population. Elsewhere in the papers, two final stories. One from the Daily Telegraph, and this is about Tesco and what we're buying in Tesco. A lot of people have a club card, and now Tesco is considering using your club card to warn you if you're buying too many unhealthy items. Tesco expects to use AI to monitor how customers were shopping to help nudge them make healthier choices. So I presume this is if you do, maybe you're shopping online. What they're saying is that Tesco might say to you, we've noticed that in your shopping basket, you have sodium salt content in your shopping. It's 250% of your daily recommended allowance. We recommend you substitute this and go for lower sodium products. So Tesco would tell you if you're eating unhealthily and buying unhealthy foods using your club card data. And final story, staying with food, the lunch hour is gone, according to the Mirror. It used to be a full hour people took, then it was a half an hour. Workers now are typically taking less than 15 minutes, though, for their lunch breaks. The average lunch break back in 2012 was 33 minutes. Not a lunch hour for a long time. It was 33 minutes, but now the lunch hour is 14.9 minutes because staff are busy and they're dying to get back to the desk. And in the rush to get back to business, 29% eat the same food every day. Chicken sandwiches, the most popular choice, with 34% preferring to add bacon or salad, according to the poll, which shows that people's lunch times are quite monotonous, and certainly the lunch hour is gone. It's now 14 minutes. Anyway, those are the stories making the headlines in today's papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions, and personal insurance nationwide.